Where do we begin? Where do we begin? Well, let's start right here, shall we? So Adam 22 had a conversation with his wife, Lena the Plug, about a year ago. And they was going back and forth on a podcast. They was on Flagrant with Andrew Schultz. And they kept asking, would you let your wife have sex with anybody else? Adam said no. Fast forward a year. She kept talking about it. He finally let it happen. So here we go. Let's break down this timeline. So they reached out to a porn star named Jack Love. Now, he's famous for being on a site called Blacked. And he's one of the top porn stars over there. Now, this is who Lena wanted to be with. Now, what's interesting about this story is it was only supposed to be a scene, and that's it. But that's not how the story is, ladies and gentlemen. So what ended up happening was they did the scene. Of course, his wife loved it. Of course, she got cream pie. And she ate it. And she told her husband, after the deed was done, she couldn't have sex with him for 4 days because she was so sore. And I saw the look on his face. You know, Adam was just down bad. He was distraught. He was questioning his ego, his manhood. But it wasn't over for his wife. Because she, in her mind, she's thinking to herself, who's next? Now, it dropped on Friday. But the funny thing about these tapes dropping is that it got leaked. So because it got leaked, a lot of people saw it early. So the money they was going to make off of it, it's probably still going to make good money. But it's not going to make as much as it would if it never got leaked. Now, I'm going to play a clip from the porn star that was with his wife. And I'm going to tell you what he said.
I'm saying, but if we shoot again, I might hit it with a 7.5, and I got to one up what I did the last time.
This man out here, I'm sorry, his name is Jason Love, I'm sorry. This man is out here telling, he already getting ready for the next time they rendezvous. And not only is he getting ready for the next time, he telling Adam, he was like, I ain't even hit your wife with my best. And then somebody asked him, hold on, here we go. Here you go, another one.
Obviously.
So, let's say that you and Adam were to have a threesome with Lena. Mm-hmm. You still think that you would fuck her better with her husband trying to fuck her as well?
100%. It would be like it would be like a bout. And obviously, I'm a stronger fighter, so I'm a win.
So it's like a choose your fighter thing.
Yeah.
See, you heard that. This man out here just he's verbally just bitch slapping Adam every chance he get, telling this man that he do your wife better than you. That's crazy. And then the backlash Adam has been getting is, of course, everybody is going at him. You know, so his manhood is definitely crushed. But also, he's telling people that he's offering his wife to his other streaming friends. He was telling Aiden Ross, Kai Cenat, he was letting them know, like, y'all want next? And it's crazy. It's like, this your wife, you all here pimping her out? That was really good with you. You got academics doing play-by-play on the stream or the tape. I swear, man, it's just getting out of hand. But, like I said, the tape just dropped, so I don't know how Adam's going to fare as far as how he's going to keep it together, but it's nuts. It's definitely nuts. But I'm definitely keeping a close eye on the story, so I will let y'all know what's going on. But we're going to keep moving on. We got more things to get to. Now, this is new, but I found out about it the other day. So DDG, his album came out. I'm not going to lie. I'm not too fond of his music. I'm not really a fan. He had that song, you know, something in the Calabasas. I forgot the name of it. That was an okay song like a couple years ago, but that was it. Well, that was the song with him and Blueface. But he's in the tabloids again because he hating on his girlfriend. And that's one thing I cannot stand, is a nigga out here hating on your girl. Because a lot of people don't know, he dates Holly Bailey. She just had a movie come out. It's Her Time to Shine. Me there to support her. This man getting mad at the script that she had to do. So he got mad because in her movie, she kissed somebody in her movie. So you mad at that. And then he accused her of messing with people on the set. But this is my issue I have. You sitting there being insecure about what she's doing on a movie set. When you out here entertaining your ex. When you out here showing that you being a perfect boyfriend. Come on, man. Don't get mad at what she doing when she ain't doing nothing wrong. Be a leader. Be the boyfriend you know you should be. That girl ain't gave you no reason to question that relationship. Then you put her in the song and you was telling all this in the song. Come on, man. And the funny part about you telling it in the song, that was most of your bars. So you telling me you ain't got no bars if you ain't talking about this is your girl? Come on, man. You can do better than that. Now, we're going to keep moving. I want to get to Jonah Hill. So what a lot of people was talking about it last week, I'm going to bring it up this week because I didn't get to speak on it. Now, Jonah Hill was in the news because I don't even know why it got to the news, but it did. So he was in the news because his ex-girlfriend was being petty. And she brought up some text messages from their relationship. But it's null and void because it happened a year ago. He had a whole new relationship, got a brand new baby. And I'm telling you, it's something about certain women. When they see you happy, they just want to, oh man, some of them just be so miserable. And it's so messed up because he don't deserve that, man. He ain't bothering you. You out here bothering him. So, that's what it is with him, with them. But I want to say this, too. If somebody talking to you privately, don't bring that stuff public, man. Because it's always outrage when a man do it. But when women get passes when they do it. Just respect that man's privacy. Now, some of the stuff he said, I'm not going to lie. It was kind of crazy in the Texas. But that's how he chooses to date. That don't mean they got to be, I mean, you got to agree with it. That's on him. And she chose not to agree with it because she's a model, you know, a swimmer. You know, she got to wear certain things out in that water. So, it didn't work out. So, he went about his business. So, what you bringing it up now for is irrelevant. But she did it. You can't take it back now, but it is what it is. So, now, Miss Kiki Palmer. Now, Miss Kiki Palmer is in the tabloids because everything that was going on with her baby father last week. You know, a lot of you know. He wrote on social media his grievances. And whether his grievances are right or wrong, he should have kept it off of social media. He could have talked about that when they got home. But it makes me think to the simple fact of maybe they was having more problems than everybody is leading on to. Maybe it just wasn't about what was going on with her being in front of Usher. They just was at each other's necks. Now, it's rumored that they broke up like the very next day. You know, and if that is the case, I hope that they can just be suitable parents, you know, for the baby. That's all that matters at this point now. The relationship don't even matter no more. But that's the main thing. You want happiness in your life? Keep your relationship off social media. Unless you sharing pictures, don't be out here sharing no captions. Don't be out here hating on your relationship. Because all it's going to do is, it just, telling you, it just feeds it. There'll be certain people out here waiting. Just be waiting in the wings, man. Just don't let it be you. Don't let it be you. There's another clip I wanted to share. You know, the music, JT had a song come out called No Bars. It was doing all right, I'm not going to lie. Let me see if I can play a little bit of it. Hold up. Let me get it out. All right, here go a little bit of it. JT, No Bars. Also, Coco Jones had a song come out with Justin Timberlake. I'm gonna play a little bit of that too.
Since you've been gone, everything been a mess. You got a hole in this thing in my chest, babe. But I won't say it for anything else but you. Our chemistry make up a sip. So let's make up a bitch to bed. And the morning we wake up and do it again. And again. And again. Cause you gotta be down in a soul that I need in my life. Oh yeah. And we both know there's no way we could go apart.
All right, that was enough. That was I See You remix with Coco Jones and JT, Justin Timberlake. Now, I know Quavo came out with a song with Future. He was dissing Russell Wilson. It's at the point now, I'm not going to lie, man. It's at the point now where Future, you got to see that man with the hands. I'm not promoting violence, but it's, you taking too many shots at this man, and he ain't even bothering you. And I understand you might be feeling some type of way because this man out here being the dad you never was. But, man, don't take no stop taking shots at that man for doing what he's supposed to do. He being a stand-up dude right now, being a father. You out here taking that man kindness for weakness. Don't do it. That man might end up getting with you, man. For real. Excuse me. Summer League done started for the NBA. The WNBA just had their All-Star game. I didn't see who won. You know, last night in UFC, Holly Holm lost. That's why I say sports are always tricky, man. It's always, there's always something we least suspect. Always something we least suspect. Now, the rapper Sexy Red, she caught a lot of flack because she went to a school to help out some kids around prom time. She was helping some girls. She bought some bundles for some girls, and she gave out money to the guy, to the little young boys for the haircuts. I thought it was dope, for real. I'm not gonna lie. Why they was hating on her, I have no idea, but I thought it was dope. Shout out to you, Sexy Red, for real. We need more rappers out here like that, because you definitely doing your thing. Doing your thing. Now, Andrew Tate got to sit down with Tucker Carlson. I haven't listened to the interview yet. I'm going to try to do it this week. When I get a chance, then we're going to definitely talk about it. Now, the Screen Actors Guild, they're on strike again. So you got TV on strike and movies. So sitcoms and writers. So it's definitely getting ugly. The main thing we gotta do is stay vigilant. Gotta stay vigilant. You know, and the saddest part about this strike is that the CEO don't even know what's really going on. Because he's so up as far as his money. He, as long as his money not getting affected, he ain't worried about it. And that's the sad part. But it is what it is. It is what it is. We're gonna make it do what it do. I wanna play this clip and see what y'all think about it.
This black woman. Is it a real thing? Because everybody.
Let me find it. Where is it? Damn, I can't. I don't know what I do with it. I'll find it. I will find it. Well, in other news, we're gonna keep it moving because I can't find my video I'm looking for. So, Sukiyana, she went viral last week as well for having an OnlyFans video. Everybody was concerned about the way her secretions was coming out. She said it was pee. So we're going to get out the benefit of the doubt. I don't know. I wasn't there. So we're going to just take her for face value. Yeah, I don't know. I do not know. Let me see. Oh no. Well, if there's anything else I can figure out what's going on, charge it to my head and not my heart. I did want to speak on one thing for a second. Now, when it comes to these modern relationships, to these modern women out here, I want to say this. When it comes to finding somebody for yourself, remember a lot of things. Remember your past, remember your present, and think about your future. Sometimes history repeats itself when it comes to our relationships because we don't want to change. the reason why I'm speaking to the women is because, you know, a lot of times we got a lot of women speaking on the men. We don't have a lot of men speaking on the women. I just come to be a voice of reason. If all you've known in your life is a gangbanger, is a scammer, a robber, a trap star, if that's all you've known in your life, how can you say you reach full happiness? Because what does happiness mean to you? And the reason why I say that is because so many people worry about the now. They don't even look towards the future. You dating those type of men, you got to stay up all night because you worry, are they going to come home? You worry, are you going to be able to get a phone call? Because besides that type of lifestyle, it's a lot of flower bringing and sad singing, I'm telling you right now. And then you wait till it's too late, then you go try to find you a Carlton. But that Carlton is here right now. Sometimes we gotta sit back and reevaluate our decisions, our lifestyle, our choices. Nobody perfect. Nobody's perfect. We can make better decisions. We can make better choices. If you don't got nobody to talk to me. I'll listen. No judgment. And I'll listen for free. Unless you want to pay me, you know. Cash App, you know. However you choose to want to do it. But in all seriousness, though, I will listen. You know, for anybody that want to leave a voicemail or just say anything on the hotline, the Vibe With Me hotline is 202-525-6186. Once again, the Vibe With Me hotline is 202-525-6186. We are back, ready to take on another year. I've been gone too long, and my fans have been asking what you've been doing, why you ain't been pumping out with the podcast. We back. We is back. If you got any ideas, send them my way. You know, you can always hit the email, you know, Rashad28535@gmail.com. Or you can just hit my DMs on the Vibe With Me podcast page. One of my favorite sayings is, if nobody told you they love y'all today, I love y'all. Stay encouraged, stay blessed, stay prayed up. Speak to you soon. Well, probably next week. Peace. You know, man.